Fear had slickened her palms, and her legs trembled as she careened between the trees. Behind her, her pursuer flew with seeming effortlessness over the ground, its enormous paws making no sound as it closed the gap between them. From the corner of her eye, she saw the huge cat drawing alongside her, its bright green eyes shining eerily in the dark. Melissa jolted upright in her bed, her eyes wide as she searched her room in terror for the beast. Rigid fingers gripped the sheet, straining the fabric until it was close to ripping. Her heart hammered in her chest, the memory of reaching claws and hot breath on her neck still too close to dismiss. She loosened her hold on the sheet one aching finger at a time until it fell from her grip. A cool breeze blew through an open window, and she shivered as it brushed over her damp skin. Pulling in a deep breath, she willed her heart to slow its racing, and finally the dream ebbed as the creature slunk back to the edges of her mind. Her ambition was to join the ranks of consultants at Quigg's, so when she was asked to join a team in which she would work on a project for a specific client, she thought she was finally moving in the right direction. But things have a habit of not quite working out as expected, and although she'd been working with the team for 6 months, she had not once met anyone from the client company. As for impressing Leander Garrett, well, he barely even noticed her. Despite Lee's aloofness, Melissa could not help admiring his good looks. With his dark green eyes and swarthy features, he was regarded by the women in the office as the most handsome man in the company. She studied him now as he talked to Casper. His black hair was cropped, except for a single strip drawn into a ponytail and twisted into a knot. The style would appear ridiculous on most men, but it gave Lee a sensual, provocative look. Heavy eyebrows covered his deep-set eyes, and although it was still early, a faint 5 o'clock shadow lined his upper lip. Alluring and a little dangerous, thought Melissa, despite the white-collared shirt and silk tie he wore. Clothes that did little to hide his muscular arms, strapping chest, and slim waist. She dragged her attention back to the meeting as it drew to a close. Melissa's good mood lingered throughout the afternoon, and she was still smiling when she unlocked the door to her apartment that night. She had worked late, taking the last bus out of downtown Calgary, and picked up something to eat on her way. It was a beautiful spring evening, and she'd alighted from the bus early and walked the last few blocks home. She flipped on the lights as she stepped through the door, chasing away the shadows. As apartments went, hers was tiny, with a single bedroom, a compact kitchen, and a small living room, but it was all the space she needed. A narrow deck opened off the living room, and if she stood on her toes and peered around the corner, she could just see a glimpse of the Rocky Mountains. The best mountain view she could afford. It took only an hour to drive to the mountains, and on hot summer weekends, she drove to Kananaskis or Banff National Park and spent the day hiking, choosing trails away from the throngs of tourists that crowded the sites so popular on postcards and calendars. The stirring of a cool breeze finally brought Melissa to her feet. Only a faint smudge of light still hung on the horizon, while a single street lamp at the end of the pathway cast a dim glow on the surrounding buildings. Melissa picked up her glass, but before she headed inside, a dark shape against the wall made her pause. She peered into the shadows, her eyes intent, and when a pair of green eyes turned to her, she stumbled backward. They held hers for a moment, then blinked into darkness as the creature rose and disappeared around a corner. For a single instant, one foolish moment, she was sure it was the panther from her dreams. She laughed nervously. There were no panthers around Calgary, and even a cougar would not venture this far into the city. It was just a cat, a very large, very black cat, but still just a cat. The wine glass in her hand was shaking, and she took a long, slow breath before heading back inside and into the light.